Hello there. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, and program two of a year-long 260-segment series, which we're calling Where Fitz Left Off. My friend, the late Frank Fitzsimmons, in a program similar to this over a period of more than 25 years, covered the early history of Henderson County and its people. To celebrate WHKP's 50th anniversary, we'll be concentrating on just the years from WHKP's beginning over the next succeeding 50 years. In a minute, we'll talk about Skindrake's Store. Yesterday, we recall that in 1946, when WHKP signed on the air, there were 11 grocery stores, two bakeries, one a mini delicatessen, and a fancy fruit market all on Main Street. The most famous grocery was H.E. Skindrake's Store. My brother, the late Grady Edney, was also in broadcasting, attaining far greater success than I in this Fifth Estate. And when Grady retired, being a lover of Damon Runyon's tall tales, he wanted to do a book about all the people with unusual nicknames in Hendersonville. Pretty Daddy Gibbs, Polka Dot Anders, Strawberry Brock, Rosebud Nelson, Greasy Barnett, Dump Step, Bully Waldrop, Sleepy Brookshire, Tappy Lampley, Starvin' Marvin, and on and on. There were loads of Smileys, and there were two Skin Drakes, Skin Sr., who ran the store, and also Little Skin, who still lives out at East Flat Rock. Skin's real name was H. Eliezer Drake, probably a slight misspelling of the biblical Eliezer. But most folks knew nothing about that middle name. He was always just Skin. I chatted with his daughter, Kay Drake Miller, about how he may have gotten the nickname, and she said, well, Daddy was always so skinny, I guess they just contracted it down to Skin. Skin's store was in the old historic building built by Jody Barber's uncle Baker for a photo gallery and studio. When Baker built a second building on North up Main Street, Skin took over the studio building and made it into a general store. There was the usual big stove in the middle of the store, around which customers and just plain loafers would stand in the cold of winter. We weren't quite as involved with preservation of history when Skin's store closed, and a new brick building was constructed housing Gamble Insurance on that location. But in the old Skindrake store, the main floor of the old wooden building stood three or four steps above the level of Main Street. As a young boy back in the early 30s, I was told that Skin always kept a cage up near the front of the store to which woodsmen would bring in prize rattlesnakes they had caught. It was said to be quite a draw for old-timers who would compare the newly caught reptiles with the size of a really big one I killed. I was always very apprehensive approaching Skin's store because I was afraid maybe one of the snakes had gotten loose and was writhing around in that open area under the floor. I asked Skin's grandson, Jeff, recently if he remembered the snakes. No, but I remember throwing and busting eggs. Throwing eggs? Yeah, he said, my Uncle Robert spoiled me, and he'd say, Jeff, you want to bust some eggs? And I'd just stand there and throw and bust egg after egg, Jeff said. I asked Kay, his mother, about this. Did your Uncle Robert really let Jeff throw eggs inside the store building? He sure did, she answered. What did Robert do? Keep track of the egg, figuring how long it would be from the cackle, and just let Jeff get rid of the older eggs? No, she said, he'd let him throw eggs Daddy just traded for. But where would he throw them? On the floor, she said. You'd never see such a mess he'd make, and then I'd have to clean it up. The Jeff referred to is none other than Jeff Miller, who owns and operates Miller's Laundry and Cleaners, where his dad, Bert, and his uncles Norman, Ted, and Winfield all grew up working. And Jeff admits he still likes to bust eggs. Skin not only had a brother, Robert, who worked in his store and provided Jeff with the eggs, he had another brother, Albert W. Drake, who was an outstanding building contractor and also mayor of Laurel Park for many years. Now, not only did Skin have the unusual name of Skin, but his wife's name was also unusual, Armilda, which Kay says everybody shortened down to Mildy. Skin Drake raised his family in a big house which stood on the corner of Barnwell and Church Street, just 3.5 blocks from that famous store. And on the corner up on Main stood the Hunter's Guest House. All this property was sold in December of 1954 to Hunter Atha, and today the main office of Wachovia Bank covers the entire block. That was the way it was in 1946, as remembered by seventh child of a seventh child who had the good fortunes to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and to have a job doing exactly what I wanted to do, not just for 50 years, but all my life. Sursum Corda as we head into the next 50 years.